I'm Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For the rest of this hour, we're going to round out the hour, continuing our discussion with UW-Madison Professor Emeritus Howard Schwaber. Just a quick correction. I referred to John Brennan as a general. He was not a general. He was the director of the CIA. John Bolton, I correctly identified as the National Security Advisor. And again, Jim Comey, former FBI director. They're also targeting Chris Wray, another former FBI director that Donald Trump picked and appointed to be the FBI director during his first term. Just saying, he picked him. We're back with Professor Schwaber. We've been digging into what is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI and the apparent targeting at the direction of Donald Trump, the president's political enemies. The fact that at a detail level, there are now, I think, 20 plus indictments that have occurred in both California and Washington, D.C., and a handful of other places that came about from these National Guard deployments, that they tried to prosecute people for things that they were detained for doing during interactions with the National Guard. And the grand juries have rejected the indictments. The saying goes, you can get a ham sandwich indicted. And we're going to talk about prosecutorial power, but the grand juries are bouncing those indictments. The grand jury in the Comey case bounced one of the charges, one of the claims in the indictment. And we have federal courts rejecting these successive appointments as acting or then as interim and these maneuvers that the Trump administration has tried to do to keep these hackish, personally loyal, U.S. attorneys in these roles. Alina Hobbs has had problems. Halligan's having problems. There's another U.S. attorney in Nevada that's been disqualified. This is Attorney Chadha. What should people be focusing on when we look at these different prosecutions? Yeah. I think they're ultimately going to fail, and we should take note of that. But what are you seeing, Howard?
Well, respectfully, I think you're making the mistake of thinking about this earlier. As though this had anything to
Fair
do
enough.
With law. I don't think that the Department of Justice is under the illusion they can win any of these cases. I don't think they care. The idea is to bring lots of them as a form of harassment of their political enemies, which, to be fair, is what Trump believes was done to him. So this is basically revenge and nothing more. And the whole idea of standards for bringing a case for a prosecutor is based on the idea that a prosecutor has to work with integrity, and a prosecutor is part of the legal, an officer of the court, part of the legal system, and has obligations to act within the law. That's not how Trump and the people around him think at all. They think of, the term is lawfare. If the old saying is politics is war by other means, well, for these guys, law is politics by other means. So the thing to watch for, I suppose, is just how widespread and how absurd these things can become. But it is very interesting, as you point out, the grand juries are rejecting, the sandwich guy is the most famous one. The fellow who threw a sandwich at an ICE agent and was taken down by a dozen officers, heavily armed, because he was such a threat.
Yes, with his sandwich from Subway.
With his sandwich. This is pushback. This is pushback on the street. And we may have seen this from juries going forward. To bring a case that is so weak, in a grand jury, the defendant does not get to testify or call witnesses. There is no lawyer for the defense. Only the prosecution's side is heard. And the only question a grand jury is asked is there enough here to go ahead and have a prosecution and take this to trial? To lose at a grand jury requires a case of such weakness, it boggles the mind that anyone would bring it unless, and this is what I'm suggesting, it's being brought for reasons other than to actually try to get a conviction in the first place.
And this, we were talking about former Supreme Court Justice Jackson, who was also a Solicitor General for the United States and a Nazi war crimes prosecutor. He gave a series of speeches in the 40s. The first time he gave it was called The Federal Prosecutor in 1940. What he said then is so important to keep in mind now. Here's what he said, quote, "With the law books filled with a great assortment of crimes, a prosecutor stands a fair chance of finding at least a technical violation of some act on the part of almost anyone." He continues, In such a case, it is not a question of discovering the commission of a crime and then looking for the man who has committed it. It is a question of picking the man and then searching the law books or putting investigators to work to pin some offense on him. It is in this realm in which the prosecutor picks some person whom he dislikes or desires to embarrass or selects some group of unpopular persons and then looks for an offense that the greatest danger of abuse of prosecuting power lies. And it is in that statement, Howard, that every nonsense argument from Trump and MAGA is laid plain. We watched January 6th happen. Real crimes were committed that day. We watched members of Congress and senators hand around fraudulent, knowingly fraudulent, fake slates of electors. We saw the crimes. The evidence of the crimes were there. Then an investigation proceeded to gather more evidence. And then charges were brought. That is the process that is how law enforcement and prosecutions are supposed to work. It is exactly the inverse warned about by Justice Jackson in 1940. That is how the Trump administration is going about its business, using the massive data mining and AI powers that the government now has. Here's the enemy's list. Let's search all of the government's records using AI, and we will find the crime to charge these people with. I think is that where we're at?
It is. You know, it's not a coincidence that that's also Vladimir Putin's modus operandi, although he's less subtle about it. Jackson is one of my heroes. Jackson is probably my greatest personal hero of among Supreme Court justices. Another thing he warned us about in the most terrible case in our modern history, the Korematsu case, which the court upheld the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II, he warned us against the courts giving legal approval to the idea of unfettered presidential discretion. He called it a loaded weapon that would lie around being ready to be picked up, and we have seen the Trump administration pick up that weapon.
Folks, Howard's going to stick around for at least a little bit of the next segment because I want this point made very clearly for all of us. It matters. It matters right now. We don't have kings here. We have presidents accountable under the law.